Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habibullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyullah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. We commence in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher. We send peace and blessings upon His most exalted and celebrated Prophet, the peace of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. We send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and noble companions alayhi muridwan. Teri nasle paak mein hai bacha bacha noor ka. Teri nasle paak mein hai bacha bacha noor ka. Tu hai aine noor, tera sab gharana noor ka. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Madani channel presents to you the early echo, and yes, we are back with another subject and discussion. As inshallah azza wa jalla, in today's program we are going to be talking about readers are leaders, dear viewers. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, in the company of our respected and honorable Mawlana Abdul Qadir Qadri Attari Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, Alhamdulillah. And inshallah azza wa jalla, as per routine, dear viewers, we have a question, we have kalams, and we will even engage with our viewers towards the ending of the program. Before we go any further, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we have already commenced Mu'asab, and our discussion is leaders are readers. But before we open the discussion itself, Mu'azzab, let us ask our question, and this could be something very different from the previous questions we have asked. And if you are ready, here we go. How vast is paradise? How vast is paradise itself? What is the vastness and the and how spacious is Jannah, basically, Mu'azzab? Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, dear viewers, as we have already mentioned that our discussion and our topic is readers are leaders. And the first question, Mu'azzab, comes to mind with regards to reading, Mu'azzab, right? How does a leader become a leader because of reading? Is becoming a leader a fundamental requirement for a person who wants to be a leader? Is reading so important, Mu'azzab?
MashaAllah, Mu'azzab, definitely it is very important. If we see an overall perspective, right? As the saying goes in Arabic, lil akthari hukmul kul, you know, whatever the majority of the principles is applicable to the majority of the scenarios and circumstances, that's what's taken into consideration. So for example, most of the world leaders or even spiritual leaders that you see, you'll find that they are, most often, they are those that are readers, mashallah. Achha. So yes, that this is the quality that boosts their confidence, boosts their self-development, you know, for them to become leaders, inshallah, azza wa jal, due to acquiring knowledge. And I would say, alhamdulillah, the example of readers becoming leaders is Ashabi Suffa.
Chabat.
Reading, I'm not referring to the act of reading only, it's education. So what they did, Ashabi Suffa, alhamdulillah, the only thing, the only action that they had was sit down on a, alhamdulillah, on a raised platform there in the proximity of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, court. And the whole day, that's the only thing they had to do. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hudur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us this, and they would make muzakara, as Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatum al-Aliya, following the footsteps of Ashabi Suffa. He make muzakara, alhamdulillah, with Muftiyani Kiram. That is also one way of keeping the ilm alive. Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullah Talabi very beautifully says that ilm cannot be kept alive except by making muzakara, by discussing, diving into its discussions and finding different angles of the discussion pertaining to that specific subject of ilm, mashallah. So this is proven that Ashabi Suffa, who were at the time, their situation was such that didn't have food to eat. They were so down and out. But through learning, alhamdulillah, there came a time when they became world leaders, subhanallah. So there lies our example of readers are leaders. Yes, those who acquire knowledge, the leadership kisses their feet.
Subhanallah. Okay, Mohsab, on the same note, right, you said Ashab al-Suffa would engage in learning and in teaching and in reading. Before we go any further, right, the main aim and objective here is that we have a vast range of viewers out there throughout the globe, alhamdulillah, who are perhaps watching Madani channel and they learn through Madani channel, Mohsab. Whereas some would listen to Bayanat and would love learning because they feel it easier to listen to a lecture and then learn it that way, right? So Mohsab, what is the minimum amount for whether he's a student in the university, whether he's in school, whether he's in a Darul Uloom, a student who wants to acquire ilm-e-deen, right? What is the minimum amount of work or a book? Because usually what happens, Mohsab, a person picks a book to read. Okay. And the moment you read and you go through the first few pages and then you become lazy. And in this way here, Mohsab, one book could take a person months to complete. Mm. And that too, if he has every second, third day istiqamah in at least opening the book. Or else there are people who once they've opened the book and for the next 3-4 months it's closed. So in order to benefit from a book, Mohsab, what is the minimum pages or amount of book a person should read daily?
Okay, Mohsab, the requirement will differ that if a student of deen or a student, for him, he must become a bookworm. There's no other choice.
Okay.
If you want to excel in the career or in the studies, he must become a bookworm. He must finish multiple books a day. But for a person who reads casually, you're not in the student phase, you know. You got other obligations and you got work responsibilities, family responsibilities. Even then, the bare minimum requirement we are talking about is at least 10 pages a person can easily manage.
10 pages.
Yeah, because, see, Mohsab, we see in our society, in our homes, and people from children to adolescents to adults to men and women folk and to even the elders in the family, they would sit in front of the TV and watch dramas and so on, cartoons, at least, you know, 1, 2 episodes, 3 episodes a day. In certain countries, statistics have proven that people in a single family, each person watches at least 4 hours of TV. And not the informational content, but TV dramas, movies, etc. So instead of doing that, we should rather divert our focus to, let's say, for example, each episode of a drama is maybe half an hour to 45 minutes, right? That's the usual duration. So within half an hour, a person can finish read 10 pages.
Allah, how is this possible, Mohsab?
Yeah. Because let's say the average speed of reading, right? If you are calculating words per minute, a person can read with normal speed, and normal speed is required. If you're reading too fast, you may not be able to grasp what you are reading there because you need to absorb as well. So at a normal pace, a person can read maybe 140 words per minute. And each page can consist of maybe 300 to 500 words depending on how big the page is, A4 or A5. So in this case now, average duration that would take a person to read one page is, let's say, 3 minutes. Right? 3 minutes and 10 pages, 3 multiplied by 10 is 30 minutes. So half an hour is sufficient for a person to read 10 pages at least.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. So Mohsab, having said this, this means in a month a person could complete at least 150 to 200 pages.
Yeah, definitely.
If you calculate 6 to 10 pages a day, dear viewers, it will give you 200 pages a month, and only if we have istiqamat upon this.
Yes.
So now the question is, Mohsab, a person who is a worm of novel books, perhaps, you know, he likes reading storybooks, he likes reading things which are fairy tales, and just in the books, you know, there's no reality in it. There are some people who like reading books like this, Mohsab. What's your advice as to the advice of Amir al-Sunnah, the advice of our pious predecessors, for a person who wants to start reading Islamic books? Where is his starting point from, Mohsab?
Islamic books, mashallah, it should start basically with the fundamentals, if we don't know. With the faraid, fard, ulum, those sciences that are obligatory upon us. Let's say, for example, if it's a child, and on that child, zakat is not fard because he's not an adult. Hajj is not fard because he is not in that category yet, right? But because he doesn't have the ownership of that much of money, and he hasn't started earning yet. So, but the other things are fard upon him, that are, alhamdulillah, salah and fasting. Right? Salah and fasting. So the knowledge of those aspects, I mean, as soon as he becomes baligh, even before he becomes baligh, he needs to know these things, because as soon as he becomes baligh, salah becomes fard on him. Fasting becomes fard on him. So it is very hard that the moment fasting and salah becomes fard on that person to grasp all the concepts of salah, fara'id, sunan, wajibat of salah, and the requirements of fasting and the masail of fasting. To grasp all of that at once is very hard. So the child now needs to be groomed into that. And the parents should provide such material, such as Fundamental Teachings of Islam, alhamdulillah, beautiful book that is published by Dawat Islami, Maktabatul Madina of Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah. And they are doing wonderful work. It doesn't only cover the faraid of salah and fasting and the sunan and so on, mashallah. It covers a vast range of Islamic topics that are fundamental requirement for a child to know. And even if they are adults, right, who maybe weren't privileged of going to Islamic institutes and learning these things, they can get their hands on these books, mashallah, and get their fundamentals covered. So first cover the foundation, inshallah, and then you can build upon that foundation, inshallah. Learn how to read Quran properly with tajweed. So all those things will be acquired through reading, inshallah.
Subhanallah. Likewise, dear viewers, we have basic Islamic beliefs as well.
Yeah.
Books on aqaid, books and kutub on the belief system itself. For example, imaniyat, which is a fundamental requirement for one's iman to be correct. So what are the prerequisites, or what are the fundamental beliefs of Islam? We need to know that. The seerah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should know. So how can you know? I mean, it's in so many volumes, Mu'asab. As Mu'asab mentioned, that there are different levels of books that commences from a little age. So when you teach your children about the seerah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which has been designed only for children, Mu'asab, when they will start reading those books, they will develop an attachment and connection for reading. They will start liking to read. And especially the seerah of the beloved Nabi is such that when you start reading it, Mu'asab, you would fall in love.
Subhanallah.
The devotion and connection will, inshallah, Zawajallah, become even more stronger than it is now. Then you have the acts of worship, books on worship and ibadah. Then you have, as Mu'asab mentioned, the sunnahs of the beloved Rasulullah, etiquettes, mannerism, character building. There are various books that a child should read to first put his aqaid, as well as his akhlaq, his adab, his mannerism, all in place, just in line with the sunnah of the beloved Rasulullah. This is the starting point. If somebody, mashallah, has already went through this, there are various other books available to read. The first point is that we need to become readers. We need to like reading. For those who don't read for years and for months, Mu'asab, this is a very big minus point for people who dislike reading, or who just can't read, or who feel lazy. There are some people who inform me that whenever they would read, they would start yawning and start feeling tired, and that's when the eyes are watering, and then you want to feel to rest. What's the solution for this, Mu'asab?
Well, Shaitan doesn't like a person to acquire knowledge, especially the knowledge of deen. So, as it is mentioned in narrations, that yawning is from Shaitan. Therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never yawned. Subhanallah. So, yawning is from Shaitan. So, why would Shaitan, you know, it is for us to know now, you know, that Shaitan would only stop you from something that is beneficial for you. So, you must know, okay, so I know now this is beneficial for me. That's why the Shaitan is stopping me. And whatsoever, sometimes, you know, some doctors or psychologists, they would prescribe for those people who have sleep apnea. That, you know what, if you have troubles falling asleep, pick up a book. And it's guaranteed you'll fall asleep. You'll start feeling sleepy. You'll start yawning and everything.
Allah.
We shouldn't use books now for that purpose. That is just one, by the way, example I'm giving. So this is, alhamdulillah, the process through which we can adorn ourselves and we can become truly the educated people which our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted us to be. Because a Muslim, knowledge is the lost treasure of a Muslim. So wherever we find it, we must grab it, inshallah.
Subhanallah.
And also knowledge can be obtained also from five senses. Why we saying putting emphasis on reading is because there are five senses through which we gain different types of knowledge. Let's say, for example, five senses, which is touch, smell, hearing, taste, and vision. So vision is related to reading, but other four senses also, they can help us learn. Like, for example, if we want to learn whether an object is hot or cold, it can be found out by the touch. Or if the surface is corroded or the surface is smooth, it can be found out from the touch of the hand. For example, smell, you know, chemicals, certain chemicals are recognized by the smell, certain smell, like, for example, certain flowers or certain leaves that emanate a certain type of smell, that now that knowledge is acquired by smell. And then, for example, taste, certain objects, certain food items and certain spices, we can get the feel of it by tasting it. Likewise, but every other senses, they have limitations. They have limitations and they have very few nerve endings. But the eyes have the most amount of nerve endings, mashallah. So whatever we grasp through eyes, it is the most effective.
Mashallah.
Therefore, reading is so effective, mashallah. And reading can lead us to use all the other four senses, inshallah, to learn from.
Alhamdulillah. A very, very good point you have raised, Mawasab, and this will be very, very motivational at the same time. We also learned, dear viewers, that when a person wants to be a leader, he does not care about the environment he is pushed into. For example, there are such akabirin and such pious predecessors that despite being imprisoned, they have become authors, Mawasab, in jails, in prisons, unjustly being imprisoned and being oppressed. In that state, they had wrote books on fiqh, they have wrote books on masla masail, after which they became real leaders, Mawasab.
Allahu Akbar.
Besides Islamia, dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are such great scholars in Islam who had written books which are even taught in Dars-e-Nizami, Mawasab. We need to make our children real readers and find the real work to read. Read that which will take you to Jannah. Don't read that which wouldn't earn you paradise, Mawasab.
Mawasab just mentioned about reading novels. See, novels, it is same as watching soapies, watching dramas. Because novels, you don't really learn anything that is of substance. Right? You learn from people's stories what happened in somebody's life. And that person is also a fictional character. That's why it is called fiction. We don't live in fictional world, we live in real world. So that which can benefit us has to be real. It doesn't have to be fiction. So novel is, reading novel is just as good as watching telenovela, you know, that is also
Allah.
So that is why it's called telenovela, because this is all the visual novel that you are watching on TV screens. This is not adding any value to our lives. It's not really adding any value to our real life, because fiction doesn't apply to reality. We live in reality. We need to live in reality. We have to face reality. So why not prepare yourself which you face on a daily basis?
MashaAllah. And all of the time can be much more productive, Mawasab.
Yes.
On the other hand, there are people who fly for hours from one country to another country. They are on the, for example, they use their devices, Mawasab, to research, to study. Some will have actual books that they are researching or studying from. As Mawasab mentioned, that fundamental basic teachings commences from Sharia, from basic Islamic teachings. And that refers to fiqh as well. As you mentioned, how does one know how to read namaz, how to make wudu properly, ghusl, so on and so forth, to protect your iman and all of that, and to have your worship being accepted, one has to know how should the worship be performed. And fiqh is very, very important. Very, very important. How should I stay clean all times? How should I know whether my roza is done or not done, whether it has broken or whether it's still valid? All of that refers to fiqh. It boils down to fiqh. We should strengthen our fiqh by listening to ulama, by reading books, dear viewers of Madani Channel. The first thing our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was even taught Musa and was commanded to do when the revelation came from Allah Azza wa Jalla through Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. When this was revealed, what were the first verses of the Holy Quran Park? What is the teachings of the Holy Quran Park? Yes, it commences with Surah Al-Fatiha because this is the tarteeb of the Quran. This is the sequence of the Quran that we have Surah Fatiha, Surah Baqarah, Surah Ali Imran, so on and so forth. But in terms of revelation, dear viewers, the first order given to our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we all know, is what? Iqra. Bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Allahu Akbar. Jibreel Amin descend Musa and so beautifully he alayhi salam explains to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and commands him that the first words from Allah Azza wa Jalla is Iqra' bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. Subhanallah. So this is not hidden from anyone that we are the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a revelation comes in this form that he is told and commanded to read. But reading Mu'asab with understanding is a fundamental requirement and an important matter, that others who read without understanding, just read to get your, maybe your wordings correct, to understand a word. You need to understand what you read, and therefore we have asatiz and teachers, Mu'asab, who teach us books. A lot of books, are they available? Maybe your English, your Arabic, your language, you could be an expert in your language and you could pick up any book out there and read it. But it doesn't mean because we can read, we can understand. Therefore, our scholars and our asatiza and our pious predecessors have always advised that when you want to learn a book, always study and learn a book under a spiritual personality, under a knowledgeable personality who has ilm deen, under a true scholar of Islam who knows, because sometimes what's written there is not meant there, Mu'asab. And likewise with the Quran Pak, alhamdulillah, the moment you want to read the Quran with understanding the Quran, then you rather read the tarjama and tafsir from an authentic place, such as Kanzul Iman, because you should not understand any word in a way which is not meant what Allah was trying to say, because they are ayat mutashabiha. So likewise, any other fiqh book, any other Islamic book that you would like to read without understanding, meaning you would read it and it's simple to understand, that's fine. But the moment they are masla masail, then it is confusing and it is there are rulings which is essential for you to learn and know without making any mistakes, then you should verify that by a true scholar of Islam, a true scholar of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, who will then explain to you what's meant or what's written or what's there and how you should understand. But again, what you read is correct, but you should have understood it from a true scholar first.
Subhanallah.
And this is essentially important. It doesn't make a person small to understand any paragraph or any passage or any waqi or story, whatever it may be, from any scholar, Mu'asab. It doesn't make a person small.
I can personally relate to this because I read something, you know, in the book of Tahara in Bahar-e Shariat.
Right.
There is one passage which I never quite understood properly. And that concept I also read in Sharhul Wiqaya, and there also it is the same as it is explained in Bahar-e Shariat. But I truly understood it when I, alhamdulillah, read the book, the transcript of Madani Muzakara by Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakat a few years ago, mashallah, when he was discussing how to purify your clothes, you know, and, you know, three times washing it and then squeezing. There's lengthy detail about it. And he presented various different ways which I never even thought of, mashallah. And that, alhamdulillah, removed my confusion. MashaAllah, now.
MashaAllah.
So I can relate to it in this way, MashaAllah. That although I read Bahar-e Shariat, I read in different books, but still it never removed the confusion from my mind. But when Amir Sunnah Dawud Barakatuh Mul Aliyah in Madani Muzakara, that's why it is very important to have Muzakara about what we learn. So we can expand on it and we can get more clarity on it, inshallah.
SubhanAllah. So yes, dear viewers, the Quran also emphasizes on this, that ask the people who know Mu'asab. You know, there are ayat in the Quran Park that commands us that ask the people of knowledge.
Subhanallah.
Ask the people who have ilm and who know if you do not know. So it doesn't mean that we know everything in the world. There are lots of things that we may not know. And this makes us students of the deen. They are such great, great ulama that Mu'asab, until their last breath, they regarded themselves as scholars of the deen.
Allah.
After writing volumes and volumes of books, they would still regard themselves as students of the deen, because there is nothing in the world that you can say, I know it all, Muhasab. It never reaches to that limit where you say, I know it all. We all still need to learn, and as we go along in this world, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we should learn and teach others. And this inshallah. Is what Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam love a lot, dear viewers, learning and teaching. And as Muhasab mentioned, there were many Sahaba alayhi wa sallam from Ashabi Suffa, or there were some Sahabas appointed who would teach Ashabi Suffa how to read and how to write, and other Sahaba alayhi wa sallam. They were scribers, they were readers, they were writers, subhanAllah. They would teach other companions who did not know how to read and write. So yes, dear viewers, you should also develop the same compassion and the same enthusiasm to read and learn and teach others. And trust me, you will see a major, major difference in your life, inshallah. Let's have a look at the answer on our screen very quickly, because I think I don't want to lose any of the viewers out there who want to learn this answer, Masab. And now we have the answer displayed on your screens. Have a look at the answer. Here is the answer. Allahu wa Rasulu A'lam Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, it is Allah Azza wa Jalla and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who knows best. However, it consists of 100 stations, Muasa. 100 stations, Muasa. Allahu Akbar. We had a silsila and a program only on Jannah itself, the beauty of Jannah, the blessings of Jannah. And trust me, you have heard of nothing on this planet even close to the things which Allah has provided for the Jannatis in paradise.
Subhanallah.
What they will be rewarded with, what Allah will bestow upon them, one can never even comprehend or imagine, dear viewers. However, we are speaking about the vastness of Jannah. Leave alone Jannah, Muasab. Let's talk about space itself. Let's talk about this universe, right? It is said that science today have figured out that the space is only increasing. It only expands. It just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And the number of stars and galaxies are in trillions, Muasab. It's uncountable. Some scientists have said that it is more than the particles of the earth, and the sand. This is the qudrat of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And if that only expands, and this is space, and earth looks like a dot in space, Muasab.
Yeah.
Then what can one imagine who is the owner of Jannah, who is the creator of paradise? However, for our understanding, it is said that it consists of 100 stations. Now, how huge is each station?
That is a separate discussion.
It's another discussion altogether. May Allah Kareem forgive our sins. May Allah Kareem pardon our sins. Muasab, coming back to our discussion, we hope that the viewers out there have learned something from today's program and episode. There are a lot of aspects to learning and reading. And it also, you know, boils down to the aspect, Muasab, that to read any Islamic book, does a person have to be in the state of wudu?
Definitely. To read, especially the Holy Quran. The Quran says, none but those who are clean must touch it. So yes, tahara is important to touch the Holy Quran, meaning it is for to be in a state of wudu in order to touch the Holy Quran.
Yes.
Other than that, it is a sin to touch the Quran without wudu, right? For example. And the translation of the Holy Quran, that also cannot be touched without wudu, because it has the similar amount of text as it they are Quranic text. But if there is a tafsir where there are more text than the words of the Quran itself, a tafsir that is maybe bigger than tafsir-e Jalalain, let's say, for example, right? Those tafsir can be touched without wudu, but it is better to have touched them in the state of wudu. And that too, when a person is touching it, he mustn't touch the words of the Holy Quran. That too is to be taken into consideration. When the person doesn't have wudu and he's reading any Islamic book, when there are Quranic texts there, he mustn't touch that.
Allahu Akbar.
So it's safer to have wudu than to not have.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah. And another way, dear viewers, if you are still confused about this matter, then consult with Darul Iftah al-Sunnat. Inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, you can send emails, you can get in touch to further understand this matter, because you don't want to be a sinner. We don't want to earn sin, we want to earn thawab and rewards, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. And aside from that, dear viewers, if you are reading some Islamic book and you want to grasp onto the teachings of it, and for the sake of barakah, if you want to be in a state of wudu, it's also beneficial, dear viewers, alhamdulillah. For the sake of blessings, if a person wants to just face the Qibla, for example, as our Akabirin have explained, that facing the Qibla and learning or studying will bring about its own blessings and come on. In that way, maybe shaitan will not be able to attack you to make you feel sleepy, to make you feel tired. So to be in the state of wudu at all times is a blessing, because there's blessings for even sleeping in the state of wudu. So why there's no blessings to read a book in the state of wudu, Mu'asab? Most definitely, dear viewers, you will find those blessings, but it's not a condition, as Mu'asab explained, only for the Holy Quran Pak. It is a condition. You have to be in the state of wudu to touch the Holy Quran Pak. It is the command of Allah Azza wa Jalla himself in the Holy Quran. However, we have come to the end of the program and so we can be safe wherever you are, dear viewers. Keep reciting durood and salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We will be back next week, same time, same place, only on Your Madani Channel. And I request Mu'asab and I, inshallah, together will remind the viewers what is our Madani mission and maqsad in this fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah. It is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world.
Inshallah
Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.